Five Lines I Am Not Willing to Cross When Trying to Follow Dharma by Krishna's Mercy.
Manohi Hetua Sarvesham Indriyana Pravartne. Shubha Shubha Swavasthasu Tachame Suvyavasthitam.
Quote, it is certainly the mind that is instrumental in causing the senses to act in ways that lead to either auspicious or inauspicious conditions. And my mind right now is positively situated.
Hanuman, Valmiki Ramayana, Sundara Kand, 11.41.
We begin with the premise of someone striving to become the perfect person. Rather than rely on speculation and a subjective analysis, there is a detailed list of attributes to acquire. A famous person during the colonial period in what would later become the United States of America once embarked on a similar exercise. The Sanskrit term known as dharma covers all angles. Let us presume a person is trying to live under the rules and regulations of dharma in the strictest way possible. They do not want to show any hints of adharma. They want to have the qualities of cleanliness, compassion, honesty, and austerity, at the very least. From there, the behavior should be ideal. Everything should be done properly, in a way to not invite suspicion. From the journey of Sri Hanuman to Lanka, as described in the Ramayana history, we see how difficult such an endeavor is. Moreover, it is not entirely necessary if the goal is to reach perfection in life. 1. Leaping over an ocean.
Are you tripping? Have you lost your mind? Are you under the spell on intoxication? You are telling me that I can simply leap and that will be enough to cover the entire ocean? Even if I could expand my size to that of a mountain, how in the world am I going to make it across? What if I fail? How will I return to shore? You think I am a long-distance swimmer. All of a sudden, I'm not even going to make the attempt. I think any sane person would support my decision.
2. Striking a female.
It is against the rules. We should not need to consult the codes of conduct in Dharma to realize this. There is a reason for the saying, women and children first. You protect those who require protection. We take care of the dependents. You certainly do not strike them. Even if I need to move the obstacle in order to enter a city, why would I invite sinful reactions upon myself? Who is going to remove them? I'm trying to be perfect, remember?
3. Peeping into palaces.
You want me to look into what amounts to bedrooms. Okay, we have to find someone who has gone missing. I get it. But these are private chambers. Women are enjoying in there. Actually, it is none of my business what they are doing. That is the whole point to residential quarters. There are so many women, too. They are intoxicated. Okay, I might have peeped by accident, but I am done. I'm not going to invite sinful reaction. It is like you people are testing me. I will not fall for the trap.
4. Talking to strangers.
This was drilled into us during childhood. I guess it was a big deal back then. When I was really young, I remember walking freely through the neighborhood. No one minded. Everyone was so nice. It was a different time. Today, no one would dream of letting their children out by themselves at such a young age. They taught us to stay away from strangers. Don't talk to them. They might be selling drugs. They might take you someplace without telling your parents. You want me to approach a distressed female in the grove of Ashoka trees? She doesn't know who I am. What if she yells at me? What if she thinks I'm aligned with the bad guys? What if she accidentally blows my cover? I don't think this is a good idea.
5. Spending significant time away from home.
This whole mission is crazy. Remind me, why are we doing this? Who exactly will benefit? I have been away from home for too long. I miss the comfortable surroundings. I'm lonely. I'm afraid of what lies ahead. I'm in a foreign city. It is like I have been sent to prison, except no one is allowed to talk to me.
Hanuman faced such conditions and more, and we see that he is held in the highest regard. He is so loved by Sita and Rama that he is like a gatekeeper to their kingdom. Hanuman gives the green light if someone is sufficiently qualified to serve that divine couple. As Hanuman himself noted through analysis, it is the mind which determines the nature of the interaction. Sinful activity is that which negatively impacts the mind. If a person is carrying out prescribed work in a manner of detachment, then the inauspicious interactions do not have a negative impact. Moreover, Hanuman is so selfless that he is willing to risk personal degradation in order to further the interests of Sri Rama, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Who can imagine such kindness and sacrifice? Who else but Hanuman could succeed in such a dangerous mission? In closing, whether sinful reactions to see, as determined to be, whether scorn inviting, through intimate sighting, whether with strangers to talk, straight ahead to walk, Hanuman thus so endearing, for sinful reaction not fearing.